All right, buddy. Mic check real quick.
Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
DJ Problems in the house.
Let's do this, brother.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure.
Yo, 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 welcome. Welcome to the greatest Albuquerque podcast. Rolling Off Track podcast for Albuquerque ABQ, hashtag ABQ, hashtag Mr. B with my man, hashtag DJ Problems. How's it going, buddy?
What's up, buddy? What's up, Albuquerque?
Number 51, yo.
I'm excited, brother. We on a, dude, what I was thinking about today was, dude, this is going to be like, I'm starting off thinking like this is number one with me and you. You know what I mean? This kind of like a whole new leaf, you know, it's a whole new 50 in the bag, you know?
Whole new. Oh, okay. I get it. Yeah, 51, huh?
Yep. So, you know what I mean? This one right here is like kind of like a mark for me. This is kind of going to be like my little restart, you know? It's going to be me and Mr. Rapa, you know what I mean? Me and Mr. B doing the rolling off track. So I'm excited, man.
That sounds good, man. Sounds good. thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Number 51, ROTPOD. You can find me, Mr. B, at ROTPOD on Twitter and on Facebook. Just search for ROTPOD or Rolling Off Track Podcast in Google. Google search us, Bing us, Rolling Off Track Podcast. And you can find everything at RollingOffTrackPodcast.com. How can they find you, DJ?
You know me. You can find me on Rolling Off Track Podcast, of course, number one, first and foremost. You can find me on Twitter and Facebook. You can also find me on Instagram and Google search.
Yes, sir. First off, one thing, any new mixes this week?
Any new mixes, man? No, I was supposed to drop two to, yesterday, but what's today, man? I don't even know what today is, dude.
It's Saturday, buddy.
Saturday?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's been rough. I was supposed to drop two new mixes. I have them right now. I'm just waiting to drop them. I was actually going to drop them for the podcast tonight, or at least throw them to you tonight, so that way you can listen to them. I just been so caught up in so much shit, man.
Oh, okay.
So I definitely going to have some mixes soon. This week for sure. I'll have four mixes to drop, if not more.
Oh, I promise nice. That. Four new mixes, pretty good, man.
So we'll make up for the ones missed on Friday. I promise you guys.
Cool, man. Yeah, whatever you can. Just looking forward to the mixes, and I'm sure some listeners out there are looking forward to it, and it'll be pretty good if, you know, like, we hear feedback. But, you know, if we don't, then it's okay, as long as we got listeners.
Yes, sir. You know, constantly getting plays, dude, so I'm really pumped about that, brother. No complaints here.
Yeah, yes, sir. And we're getting downloads, so no complaints. Thank you, listeners. Thanks for supporting, listening, sharing. Friends and family, and let's get this show on the road, buddy. Number 51, 5-1.
Yeah, 5-1.
5-1 with Mr. B, DJ. First off, I was playing Sonic All-Star Racing like I did last time. Remember with Sonic, was the Tails, Knuckles, all those guys?
Yeah.
So I'm still playing that, still playing beating them levels, getting better at it, getting first place wins.
Shit, brother, I seen you get 189 on Flappy Bird, dog.
that was bad, man, because I'm not really, really, really addicted to where I gotta spend like playing 100 times over and over again. You know, I just pick it up a couple times a day. I'm not really addicted, but when I pick it up, and just that one time, it's just I picked it up, started playing, and I wasn't anticipating a lot, but I started playing and got up to... It's just going over 100, then 110, then 120. It just kept going. Then I got up to 180, 189.
Yeah, brother.
That's pretty good, man. Pretty good.
That's awesome.
It would have been cool if I got it on video, you know?
You could get, oh, dude. Then you guys got battles of Flappy Bird because it ain't around no more, right?
Oh, yeah. It's not around, yeah.
So you have battles of Flappy Bird with the peeps that have Flappy Bird only, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's all exclusive, you know what I mean?
Yo. And I think I can say this. I got an Android, so I was able to save the app. It's called an APK file.
Yeah.
So the Flappy Bird's APK file is sort of like the same file that you would download from the App Store. So I did save that, And I did send it to a couple of people, Dropboxed it to them, and they were able to download it and install it. And this is only for Android. So if anybody out there, you want to try and check it out because you can't download it anymore, if you can't find it anywhere, then just send me a message and I'll probably be able to send you a link to Dropbox it, and you'll be able to download and install.
Go get it, Flappy Bird.
Flappy Birds, and see if you can beat a... do you know anybody that's gone that far or farther?
Shit, brother. Like I said, the only person that I seen was that one DJ who made a video, and he's like, I got something real important to tell you about my DJ career. I got 127 on Flappy Bird, motherfucker!
You know?
So, you know what I mean? I know about that one, brother, but man, you by far passed that up.
Yeah.
Man, almost 200, bro.
Yep. And one thing I was tweeting and Facebooking was, you can't Flappy Bird and talk. You can't Flappy Bird and walk. You can't Flappy Bird and drive. You know, because when you're playing that game, you're just looking at the screen. Like, I don't even think you blink. Just keep tapping that. Keep tapping that screen and just keep going and going. You can't do anything else. Even if you try and smile, you know, you fail. It's crazy. Because I was watching a few friends playing it, and it's making. When they started smiling, started getting happy, started getting excited, that's when they failed. So, yes, sir. Another game I've been playing was just The Last of Us still on PS3. Getting far, and I don't know what percentage I am, the progress throughout the whole game, but if the people that played it, I'm on that part where you go into a building, or you go through a subway, and there's some parts where you have to swim underwater to get past some certain parts that are blocked, and I'm on that part where you go underwater inside a building, and inside that building you turn on the generator, and right when you turn on the generator, there's all these infected people that come after you, and I died a couple of times on that, so after I turn it back on, I'm gonna continue on that part. So what's that?
You gonna get down on some games tonight?
Get down, yeah, after Rockpod 51, and just get down on it, see how far I can go again.
Nice.
So, yeah, if you guys want to check it out, PS3 and Xbox 360, Mr. B is ASHKII33. What about you, DJ?
You guys can find me at DJ Problems 505 on the PSN.
Yeah, yeah. And go ahead.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Cool, cool. One thing I watched on TV the other night, Point Break was on. Have you ever seen Point Break with the Matrix guy, Neo guy? What was his name?
Oh my God, Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, and Patrick Swayze. Remember that? One of those guys, they're surfer dudes, and they're Robin Banks.
Patrick Swayze, is he the...
He's a surfer Swayze. Dude.
Yeah.
So the other night, I was on TV, so I watched that. And as of today, it's Saturday, myself, Mrs. B, and Little B, we went out to the theaters and we watched RoboCop.
Yeah, buddy. Did you like it?
Yeah, that movie is good, man.
Is it amazeballs?
It's hashtag amazeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. If you really like the first one, when you're watching this, you just get all excited inside. It's like, that's bad. Just the way they updated him and, just his suit and the sound effects are still there. And, even their theme song. I should have had it queued up, but that theme song, the theme song.
The theme song, you.
Yeah, they're still the same. So if you like the first one, you're going to like this. And I don't know about the people that never watched the first one. I don't know if they're going to like it. But Little B, he's never watched the first one, so he did like this one.
He's all pumped to see it.
He's all pumped
to
see it.
Is it like a new beginning sort of deal?
Yeah, it's a remake of the first one. So the story, the story's different. It's almost, it's a little bit the same, but it's also a little bit different. So there is a difference between that one and this one, the remake, but it's still good.
Is it a big difference or is it a small difference?
Just a small difference. I think
just minute differences.
Yeah. But, overall I would check it out in the theater with the big screen and the surround sound and everything. It's pretty good, pretty good.
The full effect, huh?
Get the full effect. And I did buy Free Birds, but I haven't watched it yet. Do you remember Free Birds?
Yes, sir, I do, man.
Yeah, it came out on DVD, Blu-ray, and purchased that. And I think Little B's the only one that watched it, and I've been meaning to watch it, but I haven't got a chance yet.
Does he like it?
Yeah, he cracks up on it. You can hear him in his room. He's just cracking up on it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah, that's what I've been playing, what I've been watching. It's been a pretty good week. So just looking forward to this coming week and just doing what we do and just day by day. Take it day by day, buddy.
Yes, sir. You know us, man. Just cruising the easy street, man. Trying to keep the heads held high. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, keep your head high. What you're going through, just get through it. Time. If you're going through some tough times, you know, if there's if it can't really be solved at that moment, you know, time heals everything, like they say.
Yes, sir, man. You know, to be honest with you, brother, on some fucking personal stuff, man. Shit, I'm going through some shit right now. Some huge shit, man. So, you know, I don't normally let people know about what's going on with me, but you know what I mean? Even though things are happening and stuff like that, you know, I'm doing my best to keep them mixes out and, you know, keep a positive head on my shoulders. So that way, you know, there's a brighter future, you know, and, you know, tomorrow's a new day. You know what I mean? Tomorrow is always a new day.
So yeah.
It's always good to look at it that way, brother.
Yes, sir. So DJ, just keep your head up high, stay positive, and just, tomorrow's another day.
Yes, sir. You know it, man.
And speaking of days, what you've been watching, what you've been playing that you can mention, DJ, these past few days?
Shoot, brother. You know what? I'm gonna be real with you, Mr. B. I took the cable out of my room, or I disconnected it.
So no TV in the room?
I took the cable TV out, man. I lost the studio computer with the two monitors and stuff like that. You know, going through some huge shit with this, so I got, you know, about $500 in monitors that's just sitting here. So I went ahead and swapped out the big screen TV in my room for the, you know, to put in the studio. Uh-huh. So that way it's all in just kind of one, you know, unit. So that way I can, you know, just kind of utilize the big screen while I can, you know.
Oh, okay. Working that's pretty good.
Teach MacBook. But, yeah, man, working on this movie called Stay. Now, I've fallen asleep a couple times watching it, brother, and just like doing my thing and routine, but, it's a crazy movie. It's about, I don't know, man, like what I got from it was like this guy, he's trying to help these people, but they're dead. And at the end of the movie, like this guy's apologizing and like, I don't know, it's like a cop or an agent or something. And he's apologizing to this dead kid that's been following around the whole time, helping him or something. Like, crazy movie, dude.
It's on TV?
It's on what?
It's on TV or Netflix?
I actually got it on DVD, brother.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. While we're chit-chatting about what's going on, I'll look up a look on Movie Line. It says it came out in 2014, but that's not, there's no way. Okay, it came out in 2005, man. It's a American psychological thriller film, and it represents an intense relationship between reality, death, love, and afterlife.
Oh, okay.
So it's a decent movie, man. It's got some. I had to get up out of bed. You know, when you're in bed and you're laying down and you sit up, you sit up, you put your arm back by the pillow and you like actually sit up because you need to see what's going on or whatever the hell, dude.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple of parts in that movie where I was like, God damn, I'm stuck. I got sucked in.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, Stay. Check it out. It's a trip, man. It's kind of like one of those movies you kind of go watch a couple times before you actually get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, definitely. It definitely kept me entertained.
Well, it was just like you explained. Like, I think I might check it out just because I like those type of movies where I don't know, but lately I've been into those death and ghosts and stuff like that.
I would almost say it's almost kind of like Pet Sematary, brother. Have you seen Pet Sematary?
I think I've seen it a long, long time ago.
Where like the death and like reality is kind of like mixed in, like only certain people see things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like yeah, man, it's got almost like the Sixth Sense. You remember the Sixth Sense?
Sixth Sense, yeah.
With those dead people that show up and shit, all kind of weird.
Yeah.
Kind of sort of like that, dude.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see something like that. I would be interested in like that. So I think I'll be checking out Stay, buddy.
Check it out, buddy. And for games, man. I haven't played any games, to be honest with you, brother. I really haven't.
Hashtag gamer, buddy.
Hashtag I've been boring.
No. You're always busy, so you're always doing something. Stay busy.
You know what I actually did see, dude? I did watch a couple movies. I'm fucking lying, dude. I watch Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Had to keep it classic, brother. I watch Ghostbusters. Of course, Red Bull Rampage, man. If you haven't seen that, look into that. It's a pretty interesting little documentary. And a couple little freestyle motocross documentaries about some people and stuff like that on Netflix, man. So,
oh, okay.
Checking out some good stuff, man.
Yeah. Speaking about Red Bull, I actually, maybe like a month ago or something like that, I was checking out the I don't know what it was called, but Red Bull usually sponsors those downhill mountain biking.
Yeah, the Rampages, man.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was watching that, and it's pretty good. Those guys jumping and doing flips or spins, backflips on their mountain bikes and getting down as fast as they can while doing tricks and just getting points and stuff like that. It's pretty good.
Yeah, man, totally.
Getting some tips and tricks for this summer, buddy.
Yeah, exactly, man. I got a couple buddies that do the downhill BMXing like that for, you know, not as good as those guys, but, you know, they're definitely, they're up there, man. They're close to them. So it's definitely cool to check that out and watch some guys do it as well. So,
yep, yep.
Stuff.
Cool. Yeah, and real quick, I just want to mention that I don't know how many times we'll be snowboarding, but the snow's melting and it's kind of a bummer, but started snowboarding late in the season.
Dude, if I had the money, I would go, man. I'm so broke, dude. I wish I had the cash to go with you, man, because I really want to go, but I'm so broke, dude.
Yeah. And, yeah, this is this winter, the late snow to the mountains.
Yeah, and yeah. We even got hit again, you know what I mean? Colorado's still getting blasted, man.
Yeah.
While we're getting sunshine, they're getting blasted still, so.
But that's a long drive, though, huh?
Yeah, you know, like 5 hours, 7 hours, something like that, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's definitely worth it, man.
Yep. So I guess it's time to tune up my mountain bike and get that ready for the summer and just start just get ready for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Cool. That's all you've been playing, watching, buddy?
Yeah, man. I've been watching the Americans. Is that what it's called?
The Americans? No, I don't know.
Is that like a movie? It's like a TV series. The Americans.
It's about these Russian.
Huh?
The Americans from America.
Yeah, it's about these cops and they're like special agents, man. And they're like following the KGB and like they're like these secret spies and stuff. And they end up killing each other, the spies, and like all this crazy stuff, man. It's a trip. I know that series is coming out. A new series is getting released on Fox or something. Soon.
Oh.
So it must be their newest series. So I've been watching Amazon at the homie's house while we're chilling doing some shit. Watching that. And it gets into it, man, pretty intense.
Chilling with the homies. Yes, sir. Alright, cool, buddy. First story, Verizon confirms more everything. Brings price cuts, more data, global texting. Which means that this past week, I think it was a Monday or Tuesday, they had an announcement. Like it says, the more everything plan, if you are currently getting, I think it was 2 gigs of data, you'll right. be getting a $10 off, and I think $10 off with your monthly payment, and they'll bump you up to 3 gigs.
Well, bro, they better hook me the hell up because I paid $130 a month.
Yeah, and then if you're getting like, if you're getting 4 gigs, you're going to get a $20 off your bill, and they'll bump you up to, I believe, 6 gigs, I think it was. It's almost like doubling your data, and you'll be getting $10 or $20 off. So if you do have Verizon and you want to give them a call and tell them how much money you'll be saving and how much data your monthly data will increase, how much of that will increase. So if you're on Verizon, just give them a call and just see how much you'll be saving and increasing data.
Okay, so when does this start?
It didn't say, but they did make the announcement, like I said, this past Monday or Tuesday. So I guess whenever the world, nationwide, however they roll it out, yeah. But yeah, you can probably give them a call and ask them when this starts.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, pretty good. And you said you had the 2 gigs?
Yeah, I have like the 2 gigs.
And that goes by quick, huh?
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, brother, I'm never really on data network. Only when I'm driving around. Honestly, when I'm at the phone, Jesus Christ. when I'm on the phone, like driving around to and from like my buddy's house or to the gym, I really am not on my phone at the gym. So shit, man, I'm always around like a Wi-Fi network. So I never really go every so often, man. I noticed that when I use Pandora, it used data.
Yeah.
But I've been going on YouTube a lot with my phone and stuff like that. And I mean, I never really notice it unless I'm away from home a lot. You know what I mean?
So the Wi-Fi really helps, huh?
Yeah, man. I mean, if you like, for the listeners out there, if you're locked in at your house, man, and you got a Wi-Fi network, jump onto that thing with your iPhone or your Android, you know, Wi-Fi it, because it's going to save you money, you know, if you're, you know, getting close to going over or whatever, you know, jump on the Wi-Fi network and it doesn't charge you, you know what I mean? It makes it a lot easier for you to save data.
Your Wi-Fi, buddy.
You really need it, you know?
Your Wi-Fi. Jump on your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, your Wi-Fi. I forgot about that, dude. Do you even Wi-Fi, bro?
Wi-Fi. Or just find that machine that spits out burritos and Wi-Fis, remember?
Yeah, dude. I forgot about that. Damn. Holy shit.
Gotta find that on ABQ.
They're going to make that here.
I think it was episode 49, Burritos and Wi-Fis.
Burritos and Wi-Fis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mathematicians find 177,147 ways to tie a necktie. What you think about them, buddy?
Wow. I wonder who sat there and thought about every capability.
Yeah. Yeah, this is something that somebody just sitting around and started thinking about neckties and how to tie them. It's crazy.
That's a pretty cool story, bro. I'm not even going to lie. That tie that they're showing is pretty intricate, man. I would really like to be snazzed up like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just know the basic one, you know?
Yeah, I know the loop it, swoop it, and pull it, you know
what I mean? Yep, yep. Yes. So, if you want to look into this and see if you can tie all 177,147 ways, do it.
Damn.
Do it. Do it. Do you like to do it, DJ?
Did you get to watch that? Did you get to watch that? The Bro Science.
The Bro Science. Yeah, I got to watch some of it. It was pretty. That guy's good, man.
Oh yeah, I mean, honestly, brother, if you're not the workout type, or if like you don't go to the gym and you're constantly working out, or no, you know what I mean, like around that kind of stuff. Like I don't think they like other people get it. You know what I mean? It's not as funny to other people, I guess. You know.
Yeah.
Unless you go to the gym and like you know exactly like what he's making fun of, or if like, you know what I mean? It's just pretty much just like comedy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like the one he posted about skipping leg day.
Skipping leg day. Phantom injuries, bro.
You know, that's where people skipping leg day, that's where their legs stay. They don't get muscular, but their upper body gets all big.
Yeah, he's like, man, I can't do this leg day, man. My back hurts. And then he's like back at the curling rack, just curling. He's like, oh, yeah, it feels good. And he's like, man, I'm tired. And then he's going back to the curls.
And then the guy that's getting off the leg press, he goes, oh, stay there. No, you're good. You're good. Don't move.
He's like, yeah. Don't move. You're good. You're good. He's like, how many reps you got left, bro? And he's like, you're done.
You're done. Yes, sir. Bro Science. If you post some more, I'll be sharing that. And listeners, if you want to check him out. It's pretty funny. Bro Science. I like the sound effects where it's good, man. It's good. Google. Everybody knows Google. Google works toward 10 gigabits per second internet connections. That means Google will be working to get 1,000 times faster than what they're getting like in Kansas. And I think they're doing it in Utah. I think with Salt Lake City, or what was that? That city that starts with a P in Utah. I forget what it's called. But they're doing 10 gigabits per second, like in different parts of the country now from Google. So they want to roll this out. They're thinking maybe in the next 3 years. So what did I say? 10 gigabits? Yeah, 10 gigabits per second. That's fast, fast.
Call of Duty better not ever.
Yep, yep. And just to give you an example, Netflix. Netflix is 4K, will only use 15 megabits per second.
Dude, it'll load Netflix so fast, dude.
Yep. And they're saying that the average that would be the household would need, I think they were saying like, I think it was 100 megabits per second.
Well, you know what, dude? When somebody has a 1.5 gigs per second and you're trying to play Xbox Live, you got a couple phones on that, one's trying to watch Netflix in the back. I mean, dude, you don't get nowheres, brother. That shit freezes and it shuts down and it's just slow. You lag. I mean, there's not really, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, if you have 2 to 3.5 gigs, then you'll be all right, my man.
Yeah.
I believe. That's surprising to hear that. That's only like, would you say 100?
Yeah, that's, no, yeah. They're saying that maybe a household today in average would need maybe like 100 megabits per second. And Google is trying to just, just work to getting faster and faster because other countries, as of today, other countries are faster than what the U.S. spits out to customers.
Are you serious, man?
Yeah.
We're getting swazzle hand though, bro.
Yeah. And Verizon, as we were talking about Verizon earlier, Verizon's new Windows phone. This is going to be like how they would say, like the best phone that's coming out this year. It's going to be the Nokia Lumia Icon. The Lumia, I don't know, you guys probably recognize that from the news, from the web, the Nokia Lumia 1520. It's going to be a 5-inch screen, 2.2 gigahertz, quad-core Snapdragon. They have a 2 gigs of RAM, 20 megapixel camera with 32 gigs of internal storage.
Man, dude, I'm an ugly man. You don't need to have a target. Get a club real tainted. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So if you guys are on Verizon and looking to get a new phone and this sounds pretty good to you, it actually is. Verizon's Nokia Lumia Icon. Pretty good specs, buddy.
Boom.
but DJ, he's staying on an iPhone, huh? iPhoney, buddy. iPhoney.
Eating apples all day.
Eating apples while watching stuff on Xbox One. And you could use this Xbox One Media Remote. It's coming out March 4th. It's basically just a remote, power on, volume, channel, pause, play, seek forward, seek reverse, next track, previous track, and it only works with the Xbox One. So instead of using the Kinect or Smart Glass from your phone, you could have to just use this, remote. Do you have, you don't have an Xbox, huh?
What about the controller, bro? What happened to the controller? I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, what happened to using the controller?
Yeah.
Does it not work anymore? You don't use a controller?
No, I think this is like if you're just watching movies or watching something on your Xbox One, it's just you just gotta control the basic stuff. So this is what it's for. And I can say that I do have a remote for my Xbox. I don't have one for the PS3, but I do have one for the Xbox, and it does come in handy when you just want to flip through and maybe like watch a few YouTube videos on your Xbox and just go through and just browse around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And you don't have to hold down the Xbox button to turn on the controller and wait for it to connect and then control from there. You could just grab the remote and start pressing the buttons and it'll work. Do you have one for your PS3?
I don't, buddy. I don't. I just use the controller.
Oh, okay. You know how, like, on the controller, you have to press the button, then you have to wait for it to turn on, then wait for it to connect?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Instead of doing that, you could just grab the remote and start pushing the buttons and it'll start working.
I mean, I don't think it doesn't take very long to turn on. Like, 3 blinks and it's on. I don't know, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, but if you guys are interested, that Xbox One Media Remote coming out March. Go get it, yo. But yeah,
Is this a control the TV?
No, just the Xbox One. And of course, with the Xbox One, you can control your cable. So from there, you can control your cable through that remote also.
And you need the cable remote to control the box, right?
No, when you change the channel on the Xbox One, it'll actually change it for you on the cable.
Oh, nice.
Because on the Xbox One, you can actually use your voice with the Kinect to say like channel something something, and it'll turn to that channel using the Xbox One connected to your cable. Pretty good.
Yes, sir. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. And this new next story is actually from Kickstarter, and it should be made, and I think it will be made because it's reached its goal for money wise. It's called the Dash, smart headphones that let you listen, train, and talk.
Dude. This is cool.
And this, I think I'll actually post on the social media for everybody to check out. And it's basically on Kickstarter, so it will be made just because they did make their money target of $260,000. And what this is are little earphones, It's kind of okay. How can you explain this, DJ?
Are they like earbuds?
They're sort of like earbuds, but it doesn't cover the whole ear. It just covers. They're bigger than earbuds, but smaller than your ear, and it just clips on your ear. So from there, both on each side of your ear, and they're wireless, so they connect to your phone via Bluetooth. And from there, it's I guess you could say it's like a smartwatch, but it's headphones.
Smartphones.
Smart. Smart.
They already took that one.
Yeah, they already took that one. Because on this, they'll have a 4 gig storage where you can play your music and all that, and you could talk to it to go next track, pause, whatever. And whatever you're doing, whatever you have on your phone, whatever you're watching, you could also control that with these earphones that are on your ear. So if you're running, you want to listen to something else, or yeah, you want to do something like that, you just talk to these headphones and they listen to you. So sort of like a smartwatch, but it's on your ears, your headphones. It's kind of hard to explain. When you see the picture, you automatically know what it is and what I'm talking about. And on these, they have a accelerometer, so they'll be able to like track your heart rate, and they're saying that it'll track your oxygen saturation.
And they're waterproof.
And they're waterproof, yeah. So to top it off, it's kind of basically a smart headphones, which you would get from a smartwatch.
Dude, could you go swimming with these things?
Yeah, you can. There's also a video, so if you watch that video, I think it actually shows somebody diving into the water.
Really,
sir. And I think you could actually talk to it, like if you don't want to hear noises outside of the headphones. So you talk to it, and it kind of does something inside it, so it blocks out the sound from the outside. But if you want to hear sound from the outside while hearing what you're listening to, you kind of give it a command, and it'll do that.
Dude, I'm buying these.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm buying.
For the listeners, I'll post it, and maybe I'll keep posting it a few times later this week so you guys can check it out, because these are pretty cool.
In the video, and they're really cool.
Yeah, I think it shows like walking through a train station or something, and there's a lot of noise, and this person gives the command to the headphones, and the headphones...
They dive with them.
Yeah.
No way. Dude, this guy's surfing with them, yo. Oh, dude. Oh, and they're on the plane, and it says absolutely nothing. You can't hear.
Yeah, it does that itself. So you just like give it a command or something like that. It's pretty good, huh?
Wow, dude. Wow. These are being bought, dude. These are being bought. Oh my god. In real time too, dude.
Yep.
And it tells you how fast you're going.
It gives a lot of information what you're doing, you know, the activities you're doing, right?
Yeah, it goes speed, time, all this stuff, man. It gives you everything. Wow.
Steps.
Steps. Yeah.
Everything.
Currently $199 if you're quick. Holy shit, man. So buy them.
Buy them, yep.
People buy these.
So just like I said, it's like a smart watch, but smart headphones that you just wear and it does everything. Pretty good, right?
Dude, Mr. B, you turned me on to something finally. your tech talk got to me this time, brother.
All right. Cool. One of the last stories, the biggest ever solar thermal power plant goes online in California.
Ow!
This huge solar plant is able to power 140,000 homes. And that's pretty good.
You see in the picture, brother, how there's like black spots and stuff like that missing? What is that, you think?
I don't know. It's probably maybe...
See, because like in the middle, they're all uniform, and then it kind of just starts going to like bits and... Here and there's, you know,
yeah,
maybe they're like,
maybe there's like rough terrain around the area. Maybe, I don't know, something like that.
That makes sense.
But yeah, the biggest solar plant in California can power 140,000 nearby homes. That's 5.5 square miles of mirrors.
Ah, dude, you can see the from Google Earth, and it's just a square plant with a bunch of circles in it, man. And it's just got this one little feed in the middle, but. That's cool, man. That's really cool. That's good that they're doing that, man, for the environment.
And real quick, Angry Birds. Angry Birds are still making a sequel to their games. It's called Angry Birds Stella. It's going to be due out this fall.
Think it's going to be like Flappy Birds?
I don't know. But you can look.
I honestly, dude, I like Angry Birds, man. I like shooting those little damn things.
You like, yeah, Angry Birds?
I like shooting the little birds and animals or whatever the hell else they got, you know, the little pigs and shit. I still get a kick out of that, man. I like, you know what, dude? I think I'm going to invest in some Angry Birds.
Angry Birds.
I'm going to play that for the next tech talk so that we have something to talk about.
All right. You can play the Star Wars.
Star Wars one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Check that out. And last story, Flappy Bird, the game. You know the one I got 189 on?
Mm-hmm.
You know the one I got high score on, DJ? The one I Instagram?
The 189?
Yes, sir. They're going to be making ports, clones. Yeah, it's going to come to the 3DS, Pebble Smartwatch, and more.
Really?
Yes, sir.
The bird is coming back, dude. That's probably why he shut it off, so that way they could sell it.
So they, yeah. Never know. True that, blood.
That was gangster blood.
Was that good?
That was real good, brother. That caught me off guard, man. That's the only, the homies know that, brother. That's the homie shit right there. Oh, man.
And real quick, and after this, maybe you could, if you have something to mention, DJ, after this.
Okay.
Opening this week, RoboCop, About Last Night, Endless Love, Winter's Tale, Adult World, Beijing Love Story, Jimmy P, Girl on a Bicycle, The Return is all opening this week, which was this weekend. And like I said, I did watch RoboCop 2014. Check it out. Watch it. And what's now playing? Lego Movie, The Monuments Men, That Awkward Moment, Ride Along, Vampire Academy. Mrs. B want to watch that, but I don't want to watch that, so she'll probably take one of her sisters to watch that. Labor Day, Lone Survivor, The Nut Job. We still want to watch that. We still haven't watched that. Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit. That's a pretty good movie. Check it out. Frozen, still haven't watched that. I, Frankenstein, it's a good movie. Action, something to check out, but not as good as Lego Movie or RoboCop. And Redbox, new releases, Ender's Game, Riddick, Carrie, All is Lost, Enough Said, and the most popular in Redbox, Escape Plan, Runner, Closed Circuit, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, Rush, Last Vegas, Bad Grandpa, and Captain Phillips. Still haven't watched Bad Grandpa, but Captain Phillips is pretty good. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 is pretty good. Escape Plan is pretty good. And I want to watch Rush and Last Vegas. Have you ever seen any of those?
No, sir.
Booyah. Yes, sir. So, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to mention anything? Give a shout out to listeners or whatever?
You know what? So, you know, did you see that post that I had made about giving that, homeless guy some money?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, through all the just bullshit, man, and all the stuff I'm going through, and just like, you know, all the bad attitudes that I've been dealing with lately, bro, and just people treating me like shit, man. You know, that felt good to give that guy some money. You know what I mean? I want to clarify that just a little bit more. You know, it felt good to see that guy happy. You know, it wasn't much. You know, it was like $3, dude.
Yeah.
But you know, whatever he was gonna buy, whether it be drugs, food, whatever. I hope that made him happy, brother, because it made me real happy today to, you know, just give him a little something, you know, not much, but, you know, hopefully that made his time here a little bit easier, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just want to say for those that are, you know, constantly working and striving better for life and stuff like that, you know, keep it up, you know, keep your heart in the right place, keep your head up high, just don't listen to any of the bullshit that happens. And, you know, if you have a dream in life, follow that dream until the day you die, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to make it. So, you know, I just want to thank everybody that supports me and stuff like that, because, you know, you guys are helping me, you know, fulfill my dream. So much love to everybody out there, and, you know, much love.
Yes, sir. Cool, buddy. That's it for number 51. At ROTPOD, RollingOffTrackPodcast.com, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, MixCloud, iTunes, website, Google search, Bing, Rot Pod. Get Rot Podded, # AmazeBalls, # Mr. B, # DJ Problems. What else?
# steak, cake, and ice cream, brother.
Steak, cake, and ice cream, yes, sir.
Can't forget about that. You got to stay cake and ice cream all day, every day.
All day, every day, buddy, every day.
Every day. Blood.
Blood. And share Rock Pod, Rock Pod, Rock Pod with your friends and family. Get the word out. Much appreciated. DJ, pen or pencil?
You only write it once, brother.
All righty.
And DJ, I do it all in pens.
Any last words?
Let's make this 2014 the best year that we've ever had.